You guys, time once again for Tomes of Terror, my little book review show. Now, because this is the week of Christmas, I decided that I was going to do a specifically Christmas-themed story, but because I have some other stuff going on and some other longer books that I need to read, like for later on in the year, I decided that this one was actually a pretty perfect pick, because this is not only a Christmas horror story, but it is also super short. It's only a novella, and it's available for free if you have Kindle Unlimited. And this is called The Visitor by Sergio Gomez. Now, Sergio Gomez, I had heard his name before on some other booktubers' channels. He has written a couple of novels, one of which was called Camp Slaughter. I feel like that one got reviewed a lot. And he also wrote one called The Toymaker, which is it YA? I kind of feel like, I don't know why I'm thinking that, but it might be YA. But yeah, so both of those have been like pretty widely reviewed. He's also done a couple of short story collections. So, you know, he's kind of, you know, been around. Now, this was the first thing of his that I had read. Now, as I said, this is very, very short. It's about 70 pages. I think I read it in an hour. So, you know, if you just want something kind of like fun and breezy and quick to read that's kind of like a Christmas horror story, you could certainly do worse than this. It came out last year, like December of 2020. And what the setup is, and honestly, like, this would be kind of hard to spoil in the sense that it's a very straightforward kind of story. And the cover of it, I love, by the way. I just love the cover of this. If you look at the title card of this video, you'll see what the cover looks like, but I really, really like it. So the cover pretty much spoils that this is an alien story. So I'm not spoiling that because it's right there on the cover. There's a little alien standing in front of a Christmas tree. So what you have is, this is basically set in kind of a rural or remote part of Indiana on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, it doesn't really matter, at night. And it's in the middle of, like, the worst snowstorm to have hit Indiana in however long. So what ends up happening is that there's this little diner, like, out off the highway. And in this diner, there's a dude named Sal, who is presumably the owner, and he's also the cook. He says something early on about, oh, he has a couple waitresses that work there too, but he gave them the night off because it was Christmas. So, you know, he's a good guy like that. So you have Sal, it's his diner. And then there's a guy that's already in there, like, eating something, whose name is Moshi. And he's like an author, poet, comedian. He's been in town doing a book signing or something like that. And then also in the diner, there's a Japanese couple, Kato and Ichiko, who live around there. They live like half a mile away, like in this kind of remote cabin. And apparently they do these kind of, they have a tradition where they go out and hike in the mountains. And then when they come back from the hike, they go to this diner and have some fried mushrooms or whatever. So they're kind of like regulars at the diner and they're kind of always there. Now, so those people are already in the diner. And then you're following a couple of other characters. There's a guy named Xavier, and he has a border collie named Norman. And they're on their way. I guess they're going to somebody's house for Christmas, like his sister's house or something like that. I can't remember. But he was going somewhere for Christmas or to see his parents or something. And they end up, like, the visibility is getting really bad. Like, the storm is getting really bad. And he's out on the highway. And his car ends up hitting this weird, like, metal thing in the road that looks like, you know, part of another car that was an earlier accident. The tires pop. The car spins out. And it hits a guardrail and fucks the car all up. So he's kind of stuck. So him and his dog kind of get out of the car. There's no cell phone service, so he can't call AAA. So he's kind of hosed. He's not really sure what he's going to do. And but it so happens that just a little way down the road, there's a guy named Santiago who is a truck driver. And he's been driving his big rig, but he had to pull it over because visibility was so bad. And he happened to see the car crash, so he comes over to see if he can help. But because the car is kind of messed up and no one's going anywhere because of the storm, they're like, well, there's a diner not too far over there, so let's go over there and see what we can see. Go get something to eat or a cup of coffee and wait the storm out. So they all go over to the diner, and everybody's in the diner now. So this is basically one of those kind of like one location. Everyone's kind of trapped in this diner. And then, like, bad shit starts to happen. So there's kind of, like, a brief period where everyone kind of gets to know each other. You know, they're just, like, talking, shooting the shit or whatever. They kind of do a little bit of establishing backstory about, like, Santiago was trying desperately to finish up his run so he could get home to see his wife and kids, you know, for Christmas and all this other stuff. And he's kind of bummed out. He's not going to be able to do it now. He's missed his wife's last phone call and all this other stuff. So they all end up in this diner. Now, after a few minutes, the power winks out, and Sal, the owner of the diner, says, okay, well, I'm going to go down to the basement and figure out, like, what is going on, you know, the fuse box or whatever. Yeah, this is a horror story. Don't ever go down to the basement or up in the attic, you know. Don't ever check out that noise. It never ends well. And indeed, it does not end well in this situation either, because Sal goes down there, and a couple seconds later, they hear him screaming. So a couple of them go down there to investigate what has happened to him. Now, from there, what ensues is basically just a chase or like a fight for survival type of thing with an alien being and the alien beings. I guess it's kind of like a hunting dog. They don't know that at first because it's just like looks like a monster. But then you find out later on that that's essentially like that alien's like hunting dog. And the alien has apparently come to the Earth to collect human organs. I'm not entirely sure what they're going to do with them, but that's why he's there. Like, he just comes and kills humans, takes their organs, and puts them in a little case or a little suitcase, and he's going to take them back to his home planet. So that's pretty much how the story goes. You know, at some point, like, a bunch of people get killed, and, you know, a couple of them have to run out into the snow. They're trying to get to the Japanese couple's cabin, which is, like, half a mile away, like, and the snow is just horrible. And then, like, the alien's chasing them, and then the alien has, like, you know, alien rifle, alien technology, and all this other kind of stuff. So, you know, they're trying to, like, get away from the alien. They see the ship and all this other stuff. So, as I said, this is, if you want something that's just kind of like fun and not, you can just kind of turn your brain off and just read it. And it's kind of Christmassy, you know, and it's aliens, which is kind of cool. It's not, I'm not usually like real into like alien kind of stuff, but this was actually pretty fun. One thing I will say, you know, if I'm going to rate it, and I haven't read Sergio Gomez's other stuff. I did hear some good stuff about Camp Slaughter. So I might get into that at some point too, because I remember seeing some other reviews of that and them being good. This one, it's a good story. It's like a fun concept. Very simple. It's very violent, pretty gory. You know, pretty much everybody gets killed, spoiler alert, in horrible ways. And so that's kind of cool because, you know, like nobody's safe and that kind of shit. So it does have some like really good kind of chase scenes where like the alien's trying to get him. They're like out in the snow and they're hiding behind the trees and shit like that. But I think that this would have benefited from a couple of things. One, I think it needed to be, this is a self-published author, and I'm not shitting on that because I'm also a self-published author to a large degree. And, you know, so, and it's tough out there because there's a lot of competition. But I think in this case, maybe a professional editor would have helped because there are some grammatical errors, and there are some, you know, punctuation errors. There are some things where, you know, some stuff is kind of like not clear or one word is used like a whole bunch of times when they could have like mixed it up. So this definitely needed to be edited because, like I said, the concept is good, the story is good, the writing is okay, but it just really seemed like some of the grammar was kind of wonky. Also, the dialogue was a little bit weird or like stilted. And I was watching another review of this, and she pointed out too that a lot of the characters' dialogue, because there's, you know, the six or seven different characters, their dialogue, they all sound alike, so they didn't really have distinctive voices. And I think that was kind of more, because this really needed to, because I really liked this idea. Like, I really liked the setup. I really liked the idea of them being chased, you know, through the snow by this alien. I really kind of wish that this was longer. I really wish that this was like a whole novel instead of just a novella, because, you know, it's only 70 pages long. So I feel like there wasn't really enough time for all of these characters to be developed to a point where you'd be like, oh, you'd be bummed out like when they died. You know what I mean? Because it just seemed like everything just went by too quick. The characters were introduced very quickly. Xavier kind of had a little bit of a thing because you actually got to see him get in the car accident and like react to that. Santiago was built up a little bit because, you know, you got into his head a little bit. But most of the other characters, you didn't really learn anything about them. You know, what their backstory was, like why they were at this diner, you know, you didn't. So there wasn't like enough time for, because I don't know, there just wasn't enough time for you to like, for all these characters to be established and to have their own individuality and stuff like that. They all seemed, you know, they all seemed to just have been like put here in this diner to be like alien fodder, pretty much. And like I said, I think that that's more because it was just a very short story. And maybe if all of these characters getting picked off one by one by the alien, you could have totally expanded that to like novel length. And I'm not saying that you had to do like a dissertation on every single character, like what their backstory was, to like, you know, to try to make people care about them. You don't have to do that. I mean, characterization is difficult to do, but I mean, it can be done briefly, economically. You don't have to write a fucking novel about each person's situation. There's just like a few little things that will kind of make people relate to them and make them stand out as a character more. So I do kind of wish that that had been done a little bit. And I think that would probably be my main criticism of it, is that it was too short. I mean, it's just too short. You couldn't really get into, and there wasn't really a lot of explanation about the alien either. Like the alien, his hunting dog was actually kind of cool. The way he described him, it kind of reminded me a little bit of the Demogorgon, you know, from Stranger Things. So it was kind of like that kind of thing, where it was kind of like cat-like, but then it had like reptilian, like alligator kind of skin, and like its mouth open sideways. And so it kind of reminded me of that type of thing. But the alien sounded just kind of like your standard alien, like with big eyes and gray skin, and he had like a, you know, like a space suit, like a black suit and a, you know, a thing, a helmet or whatever. You know, and like I said, they didn't really give a backstory to like the aliens. There were like some hints that obviously the alien had come from a ship, because there was a thing where, you know, somebody kept hearing like alien talking like over phones or like over the radio or whatever. So there were other aliens in the area, like the ship. So they were obviously doing like a mission where they were, you know, coming and collecting human organs. But it would have kind of been cool to like find out why they were doing that or where they came from or something. So as I said, this is a totally fun, just Christmas alien. If you like alien horror, you might be into it. It's just like a really fun, breezy read. It took me about an hour, maybe not even that long, to read, and it just goes by really quick. It's just very action-packed, pretty gory. I just would have liked to see, it edited, because some of the grammar was not good, but, you know, and there were just mistakes in there that shouldn't have been in there. Some people said, oh, it read like a first draft. It kind of did. I don't know if I'd go quite that far, but I get what they're saying. So it could have been cleaned up some, but I think it could have been fleshed out, expanded, and it would have been a lot better, because there's a lot of directions you could go with that. You could go way into the backstories of the characters, you could go into the backstory of the alien, and like, why are they here, and what are they doing? You know, so there's like really cool concepts here that I just wish had been expanded upon, and that's it. But that said, it's still like pretty fun. If you just want something to read real quick on Christmas that'll maybe put you in the Christmas kind of mood, and you like aliens, then, you know, you could totally, you'd probably, like, enjoy it. And if you have Kindle Unlimited, then you can read it on there for free. So, you know, go check it out and see what you think of it, and tell me if you agree with me, if you don't agree with me, and we'll have a discussion about it in the comments. And that will do it for this Tomes of Terror. I will see you guys on the next one. Bye!